Thank you very much, Sister. I'm not sure I'm qualified to highlight all lobbying issues because all of you are so involved in all these issues within 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know. So please excuse me. This is a thought of my perspective. And I think when we talk about this lobbying, sometimes some people have some sort of are skeptical of the lobbying activity itself because sometimes we are concentrating too much on the international documents, but we have to always look at from the reality, particularly grassroots reality. So I want to start from how to look at the reality in Asia-Pacific region now in relation with women. I think I can say two things. One is globalization and, of course, Asian economic crisis, which caused so many problems to women, of course, including feminization of poverty or forced displacement, the reduction of health and other necessary budget for women, or many other issues. And number two is rise of right-wing political force, or fundamentalism, or nationalism, or militarization, which cause all kind of violence against women. So I think I want to categorize 12 critical concerns of critical concerns into two groups. One is this related to more or less economic development or poverty issues. So I think I want to highlight several points in this area, economic development issues, how to combat poverty. One is a question of the current development paradigm itself. Number two, how to control, confront WTO, World Bank, or IMF, and all kind of very big transnationals and ODA policy from the northern countries. And then we want to lobby to a reduction of third world debt issues, how we can get this debt reduction issue. And then area of economy, I think it's a more sort of grassroots level, how to promote microcredit to rural and other grassroots women, and then women's control and access to land and other resources. For instance, many women don't have the right of ownership of property and all these issues. And the next is about labor-related issues. Because of the Asian economic crisis, so many women are kicked off from the workplace and so many women are unemployment. How to combat this unemployment issue? Then another area is unpaid work. How to deal with this unpaid work issue, because this should be shared by both men and women, but this is another very big issue. Then I want to mention something to do with health, because of this economic crisis, so much in many countries health spending is cut. And WHO standard is health spending should be over 5% of GNP. But because of this economic situation, many countries have the less than 5% of GNP for health. And I want to quick. Then about the environment, item K, I think the energy resources should be renewed. Including the problem of nuclear power plant issue. Maybe you read about some accident in Japan, so I think we have to focus on this, how to deal with nuclear power plant issue. And also, many women suffer from chemical pollution from the improper waste management, so this kind of issues. So these are just the points which I want to mention in the area of economy. Number two, violence against women's issue. And of course, item D, violence against women. Most of countries, most of NGOs mentioned trafficking in women and children is one of the most serious issue in this region. And in relation with this, the new technology, the internet, is now used for aggravating the trafficking in women. So how to regulate this internet? The next is migrant women are victimized by all kind of violence. That is another issue, by migrant women's issue. And also, how to improve support system for victims of domestic violence and sexual violence, sexual harassment or rape, and all these day-to-day violence against women. And then comes the girl child. Also, this is can be put into the violence against women, because in this area, child prostitution and trafficking, child labor, child homelessness, that means street children, sexual use for girls for religious purpose, and all these kind of children's rights violation, I mean girl children's rights are violated. Next, rising armed conflict situation, children are also victimized by, they are used as soldiers, and also they are put into a refugee situation, and they are abused in many ways. And also, the third area is a persistent cultural preference for male children, cause all kinds of abuse and violence against girl children. Then next, armed conflict, item E. And the religious fundamentalism, ethnic conflict, and state repression cause violence against women, as you have seen in many areas, recently in East Timor or Afghanistan and many areas. In these areas, sexual slavery, mass rape, forced prostitution, forced pregnancy, and all other forms of violence targeted at women. The next is the issue of women refugees or women who are internally displaced. Their plight should be more highlighted, because in many cases their reproductive and sexual rights are violated. Next is military spending should be reduced and arms trade should be controlled. Next, denuclearization of the Asia-Pacific region should be a very big challenge for us. And next is a recent security and defense cooperation agreement, such as U.S., Japan, and other. This kind of alliance contribute to the development of superpowers. So I think this how to look at security issue from gender point of view. We have to change the concept of security. Security for whom? And then, in relation to this kind of military alliance, military bases in various countries in this region, many women and children are victimized by military U.S. soldiers' violence. This is another issue. Actually, this issue is not included in the platform for action, only armed conflict or occupied areas, but nothing to do with the areas where the foreign military presence. So I think this should be added. And also, how to promote women's participation in the conflict resolution. That is the last item which I want to mention. The next, media. Also, media has something to do with the violence. Trafficking in women and children and pornography is caused partly by the media, including the new information technology such as the internet, as I mentioned before. And the next, item I, women's human rights. And international instruments such as the CEDAW should be promoted. I think I want to summarize these international aspects later. But legislation for against rape or family or changing family law and property rights law, and all these national laws should be changed or revised or newly made. So this is a legislature issue. And also, women in special circumstances, such as disabled or indigenous women or migrant women, landless and lesbian women, or internally displaced women, or minority women such as Dalit women or religious or ethnic minority groups, special attention should be paid to these women in under difficult conditions. And these are the items. Then I want to mention some more things. The third area is women's empowerment, which relates to power and decision making, and institution. And also, maybe I don't know how, where to put the education, but maybe in broad way, women's empowerment. So, item G, women in power. Quota system for women should be strengthened in representation in politics. Number two, women's access to new technology to promote women's participation in the decision making, and a need to educate men in position of power. I take these items from the reports from the Asia Pacific NGO Symposium report. And next is institutional mechanism. And national machinery should be at the highest level with a certain power of the government. And number two is to appoint more women to leadership position. And next item is education. So still, gender-sensitive curriculum should be developed in schools or in other education area, so that women can have more confidence. Number two is more budget allocation for education, especially for higher education for women. So these are the. So I mentioned all these items in 12 areas. And lastly, I want to summarize several points which are proposed by the NGO Symposium on International and the United Nations Mechanism. Number one, about CEDAW. More countries should ratify CEDAW or remove the reservations. And also, quite recently, optional protocol was adopted, so ratification of optional protocol should be promoted. That is the number one area. Number two, the Convention on the Rights of the Migrant Workers and Their Families should be ratified. Only less than 10 countries have ratified. But as you know, the human rights violation of migrant women is getting more and more serious. Number three, the ICC statute should be ratified with more attention to the violence against, crime against, war crime against women. Because the Women's Caucus for Gender Justice in the ICC is working very hard, so we want to support their activity. And number four, the Convention on the Rights of Child should be reviewed so that girl child's perspective should be incorporated. And number five, ILO should address the issue of child labor, particularly girl child. And number five, international Convention on Media and Women should be sort of proposed as a part of CEDAW. And also, International Institute on Women, Media and Communication for Research, Monitoring, Training, Advocacy, and Lobbying for Women's Advancement in Media was proposed at the NGO Symposium. And two more. One is international monitoring and redress mechanism on violence against women should be developed or proposed. Lastly, one working group on Women in Power proposed United Nations Forum on Women and Politics. These are the highlights which I put from the Asia-Pacific NGO Symposium, which was held in Thailand last month, and the very good report, very comprehensive report on this symposium gives the very broad idea, so you can put from this document. And finally, I want to add one more point, because in the last panel in the symposium, Pakistani friend Nigat challenged our women's movement in the 21st century. She asked four questions. One is, will collaboration, partnership, and lobbying bring about the changes that we seek? That is the one question. If we don't have the ideological position or larger dream, we will ever get the energy or commitment and the resistance needed to fight the reality. Number four is NGOs really begin to challenge the status quo. In that case, are these NGO, United Nations allow these NGOs to continue to campaign? This is a very sort of challenging question, but I think we have to have these kind of questions in my mind to commit more for lobby, so that the reality really can change for women's human rights. Thank you very much. So quick.
Well, thank you, Yayori. She now not only highlighted the lobby points from the perspective of grassroots women, but she also refreshed our memory about the Asia-Pacific NGO Regional Symposium, what we have discussed. And I hope that the report of the Asia-Pacific NGO Symposium would be delivered soon. I heard that the copies, 200 copies were made, and so that we can consult with the report in our lobbying activities during this ASCAP meeting. And thank you, Yayori. And